Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Kaplan's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a friend of ours, and we've had him on the show a number of times before. He introduced his first book, Bag the Elephant, on this show, and we enjoyed talking to him about that. He has a new book out now called Be the Elephant, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But he is, as I say, he is an author. He's a national best-selling author, and he's a speaker of quite a renown. And corporate America knows all about him, and he's helped a lot of companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He is the owner also of The Difference Maker Incorporated and Kaplan Enterprises, which is an investment firm. And he's our friend. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, and thank you for allowing us to basically help you launch Be the Elephant. We like launching really good books.
Yeah, where else would I go, huh?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, the first book was Bag the Elephant. Now, I want you to help us transition from bagging the elephant to being the elephant. Remind us what Bag the Elephant was all about.
Sure. Bagging the Elephant is a book about sales and sales strategy. It focuses on how to get that big customer, that really big client, that really big company as a customer. It talks about strategies and philosophies about how to do that. Once you start getting enough of those, you actually start to think about how can I really grow bigger, exponentially bigger? How can I really make a difference and become a huge company? And that's right. Where Be the Elephant comes in.
So you go out there and you bag enough elephants, all of a sudden, you know, you bag enough of those puppies, you actually become an elephant.
You do, and Be the Elephant talks about growth strategies. It's not necessarily a sales book. There is some key sales components in it, but it's really a book on growth strategies, how to grow, how to decide the right way to grow, you know, the same stuff to new customers, new stuff to the same customers. You know, what's the right thing to do for you?
See, that's the thing that's so interesting about entrepreneurs, about small business owners, Steve, and you know this very well, having you are one, and you watch all these other folks who you've worked with over the years to do they're doing these same things, and that is the fact that you're out there in the marketplace. You're the guy, you're the man or the woman who's out there calling on these elephants and trying to get this business, and then you get the business, and you start getting a lot of business. Your hard work is paying off, but it's not enough just to get more business. You've got to be the one who's also managing the direction of this company. You got to take your sales hat off and be the CEO. You've got to be the visionary, and that takes a special kind of person to be able to pull that off, doesn't it, Steve?
It does, and a lot of times what happens, and this happened to me as well, Jim, is you find out and you outgrow yourself at first. Or you start to get into some growth strategies just for the sake of, you know, wanting to get into something new, and you're just not ready for the success, either operationally, organizationally, your processes aren't in place.
Our capitalization.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. And so those are the things that are really important to understand, you know, how to get the most value out of your company. I mean, those kind of things, building strategic alliances, when to do it, when not to do it, how to do it to make it bigger and correctly, all go into growing your business.
Well, absolutely. And that's the reason why I'm glad your book helps folks address that. What would you say is the first thing as we start thinking, you know, one of these days we wake up and we say, hey, I'm starting to look a little bit like these companies that I've been going after. We've got some, you know, we're not quite there yet, but I see the formations of a little bit of an elephant going on here. What's the first thing that we need to focus on?
I tell you, Jim, the very first thing, and I don't mean to sound trite here, but the thing that we have to ask ourselves, all of us, is are we ready to grow? Because a lot of times we see the top line grow, And again, organizationally, we're not ready. So ask yourself, for example, how's the business model? You know, is if you get more business, is it actually going to hurt you? You know, a lot of times, if your sales are good, but you're just making a little bit of money, and then you start making, you start bringing a lot more sales in, you have the potential to implode on the costs. You know, then you have to ask what sales strategy you want to go after, and how can you pre-sell? Is there things you can use off of your existing customers to bring them new things based on their growth that fit kind of in your wheelhouse, and you can potentially grow that way. You have to look.
See
at
what I like about what you just said, Steve, the most. Was in addition to the thing that you said, I like the way you said to say it to yourself. You didn't say tell yourself with affirmations. Don't tell yourself I will grow. Don't tell yourself I should grow. Don't say I deserve to grow. You said ask yourself about these things. And I think that's one of the most powerful things any entrepreneur can do is to ask themselves and say, okay, if I grow, what will happen? If I grow, can we do this? If I do these things, will my organization be able to handle it? If I grow, will I have the capital? You've got to be able to ask those questions and answer them, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, Jim, you're so right. And it is a hard thing to do because I'm sure most of your listeners are like me, like I was. And you're just, when you're owning business, you're going crazy. You're working so hard in the day and you are managing at night. And you're working, but a lot of times you spend your life, you know, putting out fires, dealing with situations that rise in the day. It's really hard to step back and say, take a deep breath and say, okay, now what? What happens if I come into the office tomorrow and I'm four times as big? How can I handle that?
Yeah, I was talking to someone the other day who has grown like her staff has grown. She's got like 200 employees now, and probably 3 years ago she probably had 50 employees.
Wow. That's great.
You're taking her breath away.
Yeah. The dynamics that your company goes through, if you look at its growth cycle and different phases, both in terms of revenue and more organizationally, culture-wise, is incredible. And I try to address that, too, because you can shape that. You can shape your culture, and you can do some of those things if, like you had said just previously, if you're able to step back and say, okay, how do I want to address this? And you have some knowledge and some experience, someone to kind of help lead you a little bit and give you some different provocative things to think about in that light.
Absolutely. And now the website, the book is called Be the Elephant. That's the new one. It's the companion to Bag the Elephant, folks. You actually need both of these. Steve, where are they available?
Everywhere. I mean, every pretty much every bookseller.
But just now.
Has both.
But just now, folks. This is just out now. And when we come back, I'm going to get Steve to talk to us about another group of people, actually two groups of people, that we also need to be asking these questions of, not just us, but these other two very important groups. 20 after, Steve Kaplan and I will be right back. Stay with us. I hope you like blues, ladies and gentlemen, because if you listen to my show, you're going to get some blues. Seriously, I'm afraid. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And if you go there this week, you'll be able to link quickly and easily on the schedule page or on the blog page to Steve Kaplan's links on our homepage and on our website there. And you can go back and not only listen again to this interview later in the day, later in the week, but also you can go back and listen to the other interviews that we've done with Steve over the years. He's the author of the best-selling book, Bag the Elephant, and the brand new book, which is destined to be a bestseller, Be the Elephant. And he's our good friend. Steve, give us you have a website too, don't you?
I do. It's differencemaker.com. And if you go there and you click on the top nav, if your listeners click freebies, they're going to find a lot of free stuff, articles, calculators, free things they can use to work on their business, some articles, all kinds of stuff. You know, just like I said, I put them
and
on
can
there.
They find, can they find your books there, too?
Yeah, the books are there as well, sure.
Yep. Free, differencemaker.com, is that right?
Yep.
DifferenceMaker.com. All right, check that out when you get a chance. You know, Steve, I want you to come back in the future and talk some more about these things that in your book, Be the Elephant. But I like the direction we're going now in terms of how to ask yourself the growth questions and to learn how to answer them honestly. But there are other people that you need to ask these questions of. You need to ask your employees, don't you? You need to get them together and say, if we grow, what would this do in this area, that area? What do you think?
I think you're right on, for several reasons. One is we got to understand, as business owners, you know, we may know a lot, but we don't know everything. If you have good employees, they should know more about their area after a while than you. You may have had to start it and develop it, but if you've been in business for a while, they should be running it and owning it. So they should know what's current in their particular area. And having them in the team is very important. Sales as well. You know, they need to be involved in the process. They need to be able to communicate to you what things their clients need. And you need to have an open mind and be ready to hear some, not necessarily criticism, for some advice or some thoughts in terms of what you're going to need to do to handle, you know, to handle increased business.
And then there's this other group that you need to ask, and this is something that I think is very important. And I'm not sure a lot of people do this, Steve, and I know you talk about this, and you talk about this in your book, Be the Elephant, and that is you should ask yourself this first. You should say, if I grow, will my customers like it? And then you need to ask them that question, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And part of your answer is, how do I grow? And what's my customer service role look like? How can I continue to give the great service that I'm giving with my current customer base? If I am looking to increase my customer base, how do I do that and still be there when they call, be there right for them every time that they call? And that's a huge thing to ask yourself.
I knew a guy who, this is a small story, Steve. I knew a guy who owned a really neat little Italian restaurant. But it was in this tiny, tiny little building. It wasn't big enough for him, I'm sure. But he had the best Italian food I've ever had in my life. And one day he decided to go put his restaurant in a bigger building. And he rented a building that was probably six times bigger. And we went there. We said, oh, good for him. He's growing, right? The quality of the food went down exponentially. And where he had been in this other place maybe 5 or 6 years and was doing okay, he lasted about 6 months in the big building because his quality went down.
Yeah, and that's terrible. And I thought it was a different feel, too. It was probably like a nice family style, you know,
everything
family
was
feel,
different.
And it got bigger.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was a classic case of he got bigger, but it wasn't good for his customers.
Yeah, and these are all, especially in that business. You know, you don't get a lot of chances in any business. And in the restaurant business, you know, for, you know, a couple bad experiences, there's just too many alternatives.
Right. What do you... In your book, one of the things you talk about is what you call the best time to grow. How do we know what that is?
Well, when you're ready to grow and you have the right mindset and doing what you just said in terms of, you know, making sure you talk to people about how to handle the growth, now is the time. I mean, quite honestly, you know, once we're ready to go, there's really two things that happen. You either grow or you perish. I mean, it's really difficult in today's business and economic climate to stay the same size.
A friend of mine says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. So really, now is the time, and there's no reason why not. If you follow the right procedures and if you take the right precautions and you grow smartly.
With growth, though, comes more risk. How do we minimize the risk?
Well, what I advocate is, and I talk about in the book, is I put together risk and I break them down. I break risk into several categories, and the best thing to do with that is to go and just tackle them one by one. You know, do you have risk, competitive risk? Do you have family risk if you grow? You know, even personally, you know, are you going to be able to address the increased amount of time? It's going to be short term. Do you have the personnel to grow? All these kind of things, all these different competitive risks. All these things, and really you go through them, and I give a risk profile that you can fill out, and you can actually find that online as well for free. You can fill that out, and then you're going to see where you're risk heavy, and then go through each of those points, each of those risk points, and mitigate your risk.
And we see that risk profile on your website, DifferenceMaker.com?
Yeah, yep.
Okay? DifferenceMaker.com. The new book is called Be the Elephant, folks. If you have Bag the Elephant, you need this one. If you don't have Bag the Elephant, you need both of them. Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Jim, great to see you. Thanks for hearing you. Thanks again.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, quick good buddy, Ark Eddie, right after the... Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.